Welcome to Historical Jesus. I'm Mark Vinette. The four canonical Gospels have been a primary source of information about Jesus Christ for 2,000 years, but in recent times, some skeptics have said they were written so late after Jesus, they aren't reliable. Christian apologist Jimmy Akin finds out what tradition, church teaching, and historical sources tell about when the Gospels were really written.
When the four Gospels were written. For 2,000 years, Christians have turned to the four Gospels as the primary source of information about their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even secular scholars acknowledge Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as our best sources of information about this pivotal figure in world history. But in recent times, some skeptics have challenged the four Gospels, arguing that they were written so long after the life of Jesus that they can't be trusted to contain reliable information. What is the truth about the matter? What do contemporary scholars, skeptics, and Christians alike say about the subject? And when were the four Gospels really written? Jimmy, why do people care when the Gospels are written?
The basic concern has to do with whether the Gospels are accurate records of the life and teachings of Jesus. A claim that is sometimes made is that after the time of Jesus, he became a figure of legend and Christians made up stories and teachings that they mistakenly attributed to him. And then eventually those legendary stories were written down in the four Gospels. But it takes time for legends to develop, so for this claim to be plausible, the Gospels would need to be written late. If they were written early, there wouldn't be time for such legends to be formed, and so you couldn't dismiss the Gospels as non-historical in this way.
How plausible is that argument?
Not very likely, and for more than one reason. The first is that biographies can be written long after a person lived and still be very high quality, as long as the person writing them was competent and had good sources. The second reason is that the Gospels actually were written very early.
What are the latest dates that significant scholars of any stripe have ever tried to assign to the Gospels?
In the early 1800s, there was a school of thought in Germany based around the University of Tübingen. It was led by a man named Ferdinand Christian Bauer, or F.C. Bauer. He was deeply influenced by the philosophy of Hegel, who held that history plays out according to a pattern where one movement gets started, then it gives birth to a rival movement, and then the two movements sort of fuse. This process is referred to as thesis, antithesis, synthesis. First, you get the initial school, the thesis, then you get the rival school, its antithesis, and then from those two schools, the synthesis emerges. Under the influence of this philosophy, Bauer proposed that the earliest form of Christianity was heavily Judaistic, but then a rival school emerged that was heavily Pauline, and then the two schools merged to form a Catholic synthesis. But Bauer dated these events really late, and he put all of the Gospels in the mid-second century as the Catholic synthesis was emerging. He saw Matthew as a Judaic gospel that was written by someone who wanted to merge the Judaic perspective with the emerging Catholic one, and he thought it was written around AD 130, about 100 years after the crucifixion. Luke was written by a Paulinist who wanted to merge that perspective with the Catholic one, and Luke wrote about 20 years later, perhaps around AD 150. Mark then merged both of these as part of the Catholic synthesis around maybe AD 160, and John, a sort of Gnostic Christian, wrote last of all between AD 160 and 170. So in his view, the earliest gospel was written around 130 and the latest by 170. That means that the Gospels were all written between 100 and 140 years after the crucifixion. That's the difference between the current year, 2021, and events taking place between 1881 and 1921, if you want to get a kind of sense of the distance in time in a modern term.
And then how well did the views of Bauer and the Tübingen school hold up?
Not well. The Tübingen school rapidly lost influence after the 1840s, and the gospel dates proposed by even liberal scholars were walked back towards the first century. One reason is that Bauer's initial Hegelian premise of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis has been challenged. It's more of a philosophical assumption than one that can be borne out from religious history. how often do you have two radically different schools start and then have them get back together in a fit of ecumenism? After a religious break occurs, mergers tend not to happen all that often. Even very similar groups like the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and the Lutheran Church Wisconsin Synod, both of which are conservative Lutheran denominations, remain separate. And it's easy to find numerous parallel examples in other Christian traditions. Another reason for challenging Bauer's dates is that we have the writings of St. Irenaeus of Lyon, who wrote around AD 180 to 190, so maybe as little as 10 years after Bauer thinks John was written. Yet Irenaeus is adamant that all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, go back to apostolic times, so how likely is it that Irenaeus would be mistaken about this if the Gospels were being written in his lifetime? Most or all didn't exist when he was a child, and some would definitely have been written when he was adult, so why would he think all of these definitely go back to the apostolic age if they were written in his own life? It's not very plausible.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yet another reason scholars started walking back the dates of the Gospels was archaeology. In 1935, an early papyrus known as P52, or the Rylands Papyrus, was published, and it was initially dated to the first half of the second century, so between 100 and 150. That would give it an average approximate date of 125. But the thing is, the Rylands Papyrus is a fragment from the Gospel of John that was found in Egypt, which would mean that copies of John were floating around Egypt by AD 125. Scholars figured, therefore, that it would have taken time for John's Gospel to make its way to Egypt, and even more time for enough copies of it to have been made in Egypt for a fragment like this to survive the ravages of the ages. I mean, getting one copy to Egypt is not enough, because that copy is probably going to be lost. You need bunches of copies to get made there if something this early is going to survive. So they reckoned that the Gospel of John must have been written by the end of the first century to allow it to get to Egypt and then be copied enough for us to have the Rylands Papyrus. And so it likely, according to this view, would have been written in the AD 90s. But since everybody agreed that John was the last of the four Gospels to be written, that would put the other three Gospels even earlier in the first century. Now, more recent scholars haven't been sure that the Rylands Papyrus is quite as early as initially estimated, but it's still a second century fragment, and so the dates assigned to the Gospels by mainstream scholars have not been affected much.
If John was the last Gospel written, which was the first?
There's a question about that. While basically everybody agrees that John was written last, there's a question about the order in which the other three were written. These three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, present the ministry of Jesus in very similar ways, so they're called the Synoptic Gospels. The word synoptic comes from Greek roots that mean seeing together or sharing a common perspective, and since Matthew, Mark, and Luke share a common way of presenting the ministry of Jesus, that's why they're called the Synoptic Gospels. For many centuries, the common view was that Matthew wrote first, then Mark abbreviated him, and then Luke merged and supplemented Matthew and Mark. This is known as the Augustinian hypothesis because St. Augustine advocated it for at least a period, though there is reason to think that he may have changed his mind. However, in the last couple of centuries, most scholars have concluded that Mark was actually written first, that Matthew and Luke then built on what Mark did, and John wrote last. There are various versions of this view, but that's the general idea. And because in this view, Mark came first, this is known as the Markan priority view. After an extensive investigation, I came to the conclusion that Markan priority is correct. Today, the great majority of scholars, both liberal and conservative, hold to some form of Markan priority theory, and it plays a role in the dates that mainstream scholars assign to the Gospels.
What is the current consensus among mainstream scholars on when they were written?
A summary of the consensus view is given by Father Raymond Brown in his book Introduction to the New Testament. Now, he happens to be Catholic, or he was, he's passed on now, but he speaks for mainstream critical scholars, both Protestant and Catholic. According to his summary, Mark was written between 60 and 75, and most likely between 68 and 73. Matthew was written between 80 and 90, give or take a decade, so basically between 70 and 100. Luke was written about 85, give or take 5 to 10 years, so between 75 and 95. And then John was written between 80 and 110.
I'm Mark Vinette. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.